My name is Jesse, and I work with small businesses in the government marketplace. You're listening to FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results on everything government contracting. Hello, and welcome to another episode of FedBiz 5. Today, we're talking about a skill that's often overlooked but critical for long-term success, forecasting. Joining us, Frank Krebs, a seasoned government contracting specialist. Frank, it's great to have you back.
Hey, thanks, Jesse. It's a pleasure to be here and talk about something that I'm so passionate about.
Excellent. So let's just jump right in then. Forecasting. Why is it so essential for small businesses looking to break into government contracting?
Well, Jesse, think of forecasting as your business's GPS. Without it, you can still drive, but you might miss the fastest route or get stuck in traffic. Well, in government contracting, that traffic is your competition. And forecasting helps you to stay ahead of them by preparing for opportunities before they're even on most firms' radars.
That makes sense to me. You've worked with the Market Intel database. How critical is a tool like that for small businesses in particular?
Jesse, our Market Intel database is truly a game changer. Small businesses don't have nearly the resources of large companies, but what they do have is agility. A tool like the Market Intel database levels the playing field as it provides comprehensive data and real-time insights, allowing small businesses to make informed decisions and to do so quickly.
Can you walk us through how a small business owner might use this tool for forecasting?
Absolutely. Let's say you're in the IT sector. With the Market Intel database, you can look at past contracts, find out when they're coming up for renewal, and what kind of services are currently in demand. You should also monitor all policy changes. Now, this is crucial because, as we know, tech regulations are always evolving. All of this information directly feeds into your strategy for what bids you should prepare for.
Okay, so you've mentioned monitoring policy changes, but what about the competitive landscape?
That is where engaging in competitive analysis comes into play. Understanding the movements of your competitors gives you insights into where there might be market gaps. The Market Intel database shows you the contracts awarded to your competitors, which will help you in tailoring your own approach.
So basically, it helps with forecasting and but also with strategic planning.
You've hit the nail right on the head, Jesse. It's not just about predicting the future. It's about actively shaping your business strategy to align with that future.
Right on. So with 2024 on the horizon, what should small businesses focus on?
Jesse, we're looking at a landscape that's going to be shaped by technological advancements and policy changes. Small businesses need to be flexible. They need to use tools like the Market Intel database and remain adaptable to these changes. Forecasting isn't just a one-time effort. It's an ongoing process that involves continuous learning and constant adaptation.
Okay, so what final piece of advice would you give to our listeners who, you know, are just starting with forecasting?
First, don't get discouraged if your forecasts aren't perfect, as they will improve over time. Make sure you're using all the tools at your disposal. Stay informed and always learn from the outcomes. Forecasting is an art, and like all arts, Jesse, it takes practice to master.
Well said, Frank. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Jesse. And thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. Always fun to have you. And to our listeners, remember, in the world of government contracting, being prepared isn't just about having your paperwork in order. It's about forecasting the future and being ready for it. You know, check out the Market Intel database and other resources to give your business that competitive edge. Frank, we'll catch you next time.
All right.
This concludes this week's episode of FedBiz 5, where you get informed, get connected, and get results. Today's podcast is sponsored by FedBiz Access, government contracting made simple. Visit them at fedbizaccess.com or contact them at 888-299-4498.